So it's Friday, and on Fridays we look forward towards a weekend of sport with Tolokelo Mganga, EWN sports journalist, in studio now. And don't forget that you can actually follow her on Twitter at Tolokelo_MNG for rolling coverage of the sport that's happening. So Tolokelo, thank you so much for joining us. The Masters underway. I love the Masters. I started watching yesterday a little bit already. You see Rory McIlroy hitting his dad.
Not a great start for him. But of course, Justin Rose, after the first round, he leads the field. There's so many intriguing stories. Of course, Tiger Woods as the backdrop to the Masters, because a lot of the players getting encouragement from him as he continues his recovery. There's so many also individual stories. When you look at Dustin Johnson, he's the defending champion, whether or not he can come back, because he did say leading up to this week, he feels like little parts of his game are finally coming together and he feels like he can defend the title. Rory McIlroy is looking to complete the career Grand Slam. Justin Rose, he's always been a potential winner but never quite broken through. So it'd be interesting to see whether or not once, especially after the second round, you can kind of start separating the pretenders from the contenders when it comes to the green jacket.
So obviously I'd love Rory to win, but six South Africans are contending as well.
Yes.
How are we positioned here?
The best place one right now is Christian Bezuidenhout. He's in a tie for fourth on two under. I think when we look at it, Louis Oosthuizen, because he's got the experience of having already won a major, he will always be favorite. But we can't look past people like Brandon Grace, who have shown consistently on the tour that they can actually go up against the best of the best. But these are lean times for a lot of South African golfers. But I also think in a pandemic season where anything is possible, because it's not just about how you play, it's about how you handle, now that there are crowds there, how you handle your caddy, the weather, all of those things, they play a factor.
Lots of football this weekend to look forward to.
I think probably the most exciting games of the weekend will be El Clasico, Real Madrid versus Barcelona. Of course, we know this is a Barcelona side that will focus entirely on the league, considering they're no longer in the Champions League. A Real Madrid side that are on the up, having beaten Liverpool in the UEFA Champions League in midweek. So it will be interesting to see how those two go ahead. Of course, there's also so many stories around an El Clasico. Both of them are going for the title. Atletico Madrid, however, will pounce on any mistakes. And once again, Lionel Messi, who'll be looking to break records for the Catalans.
And then cricket. So the T20 starts tomorrow, and now we've lost our captain. I mean, that actually can't get worse.
Whenever we speak about the Proteas, surprisingly, on the show, it's kind of one disaster.
And to be fair, I'm a massive Proteas fan, just to be clear.
People would never know, because we're always talking about all the things that are going wrong. So
because I care. Let me just defend myself here. It's because I care.
Right now, we're dealing with the news that limited overs captain Themba Bavuma, he suffered a hamstring injury. Of course, we know that in that third and final ODI, he was limping. And I remember we got a message from CSA where it said he couldn't even walk down the stairs to go to the press conference because they were even scared of aggravating what's happened. But now he's been ruled out of that T20 series against Pakistan. Also factor in that we've already lost five players who have gone to the IPL, which, by the way, begins today. We've retained some players from that ODI series defeat, the likes of Adrian Markram and Andy Lepetluguayo, but it is changed once again. And I think for Mark Boucher, he'll just hope for one series where something goes right. If it's not injuries, it's the form, it's the performances. So maybe here against a good Pakistan side, they can really start showing what depth we have.
Well, let's hope. I will be watching. I hope you will be too. Tolokelo, thank you so much for wrapping up the sport coming up this weekend. Tolokelo Mganga, follow her on Twitter, Tolokelo_MNG.